around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, another week, another show. Here we go, everyone. Welcome aboard America's number one travel radio show. Looking at the clock, it is just after 10 a.m. Eastern time. It's 10:06 to be specific. Saturday, October 25th, 2025 is the date. And from coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on TuneIn, well, the fastest 2 hours in travel is on. Good morning, Mary. Halloween week is upon us.
It is, and we're going to cover it later this hour with U.S. Ghost Adventures, so there's a little tease for everyone. But, you know, listen, it's on a Friday. I used to always love for the kiddos when it wasn't on a school night, so there's no rush. You can kind of go out, get your candy when it's dark, later at night.
You know, the only thing I would say would be better.
Speaking of candy, we don't have any.
We got to do that. We'll get that done this week. But it would be better if it was Friday the 13th. I understand October 31st. So I'm just going to invert the numbers. We got the 13th going on.
Yeah, because that can't happen. That would be a different holiday.
Yeah, exactly.
You'd
so,
have to add
Rudy,
that.
I know you're in Chicago today, there on the mobile unit. But do you have anything that you do in St. Paul for Halloween?
No, you know, I live in an apartment building, you know, and apartment buildings aren't a lot of fun for Halloween. Although I will say I stayed last night at a friend's house in near Lincoln Park here in Chicago, and the decorations, the Halloween decorations are over the top. I've never seen a city that does decorations. This is the second Halloween I've been here in 4 years. These townhouses and even the apartment buildings, the fronts, they spend a huge, you know, they bring in Hollywood guys to design it. So,
Chicago.
And they do that in the city, too, in New York. Yeah.
Got a lot of other things going on in Chicago, too, these days. But
well, not today.
Yeah, but Bobby, listen, I know before the show we were just talking. You've got a flight today, so that's going to be a little scary for you. But any good word from Dallas and the Network Command Center?
Yeah, you know, we're finally starting to cool off out here. We had been like 90 degrees up into October, and now we've got some rain, and it's actually fall's actually arriving in Dallas.
So when you fly today with the Cowboys, do you get to sit next to Dak, or is it, you know, does he save the seat next to it? Or has
No. He's one of the veterans. He gets to sit up front, and then you get the rest of the team gets to sit in the back area, and then the middle section is where I'm in.
Okay. Well, you're in between, so if they have to pass by to talk to friends, I guess. All right. Well, listen, folks, before we get too far into today's show, we want to thank all of you who have already reached out to the team at Regent Seven Seas. Last week, we announced their new relationship with us that includes your ability to come travel with Mary and me in Europe next October. And we got word yesterday, 50% of that cruise has already sold out.
Exactly. Yeah.
And Mary, think about it. 50% of the cruise already set. We're so happy to get that news.
We definitely are. We're going to talk about it some more at the start of our next segment, but this is important, and I do want to share the dates for this special Travel with Robert and Mary opportunity. We're going to be aboard Regent's new Seven Seas Grandeur. We're going to be traveling to Malta, Italy, Croatia, Montenegro, Greece, and Turkey, and the dates are October 20th, 2026 through Sunday, November 1st, 2026. So it starts on Tuesday, October 20th.
Yeah, basically next year. This time. We're actually going to spend Halloween on the ship next year. That'll be interesting.
Yes, so that's always fun to be on a ship for Halloween.
And folks, also, because space is limited, after just a week, 50% of the cruise is sold out, right? So you need to be making your bookings now. Just go to our show website, rmworldtravel.com. You're going to find a banner that's got the Regent logo at the top of the homepage. It says, join Robert and Mary aboard Seven Seas Grandeur in October 2026. Just click on it, and it will redirect you to a special Regent page that they've created for us. It contains all the information you're going to need, including special discounts and bonuses that are just for listeners of this show, plus a list of all the things that are included, and I mean, it's a lot. It's also going to give you the toll-free number to call Megan or Peyton, who are standing by right now, two members of the Regent team who are handling this trip for us, and they're going to take great care of you and get you on the ship with us. So, now before we see what's in the hopper for our Travel News Roundtable, I also want to mention to you that new travel polls went up on the show website. Some of you have already been there to vote in them. We appreciate that. For the rest of you, we'd like you to go vote. Question one is asking, which job in travel do you say is most challenging? You've got a number of options to choose from. Question two is asking, which job in travel do you say is most underappreciated? There's a lot. So again, you got a number of options to choose from. So go do that. We'll share the results next week.
And radio show radio show hosts.
Well, listen, I don't think that anyone is losing sleep for us on that.
Not when we travel.
You know, maybe the underappreciated people that are out there, or most challenging, I'd say most challenging, would be anybody who tries to compete with the show out there in the space, since we are number one by so far. That would be challenging.
They're underappreciated, yes.
Exactly. And those people know who they are. But now let's talk travel news, Mary.
Well, all right. So if you happen to be in Athens, or you know anyone who's going to be in Athens over the next month and a half or two, you're going to be able to see the Acropolis with zero scaffolding on the iconic temple to Athena, that's the Parthenon, for the first time in 20 years. And it's actually the first time in 200 years that the site is going to be free of any scaffolding. However, the scaffolding hiatus is short-lived. A new framework is going to be put in place along the Parthenon's western side, probably by this December. So I would say, as of now, they say it's going to be scaffolding free for about maybe 4 to 6 weeks if you're lucky and you're there. However, this the last, at least for now, conservation project of the scaffolding that will go back up approximately in December is supposed to last only until next summer, in which case all of it will come down and the entire Acropolis, so the Parthenon, the entire site will be scaffolding free.
And we will be there.
And we will be there. Yeah. On the Regent Cruise with all of our show fans.
Actually, as I think about it, I think we'll be in Athens next Halloween, as a matter of fact. We're there on the 31st, I think, of October 2026.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Halloween at the Acropolis.
I'd be curious to see what Halloween is like in Athens, but the Acropolis scaffolding free is historic. I mean, I've seen it four times. I've never seen it without scaffolding.
Yeah, that's outstanding. So. All right, Rudy, where do you want to go with travel news?
Well, I'm just happy about the scaffolding, too. So I felt that way when Notre Dame was finished, and you could actually see the front again. Couple short things. On Thursday, Alaska Airlines grounded all flights. That's unusual to ground all flights due to an IT outrage. Outage. That's the word I'm looking for. And, you know, for years we've wanted all the airlines to offer free Wi-Fi. And Southwest has finally joined the club with JetBlue and Delta with free Wi-Fi. I think American's coming soon, if not already.
No, it's not. I can tell you. American hasn't done it since we fly them all the time. That's not
no,
there
they're
yet.
Still not. They're coming.
It's coming eventually.
Well, that's good
Wi-Fi,
news.
Wi-Fi, you know, yeah. Who's got Musk's thing that, you know, this sort of thing. And also, just one little thing, the Disney, Walt Disney World remains the world's most visited theme park. The numbers just came in. Mm-hmm. 17.8 million people go to Disney parks, and that dominates every park in the world.
Although in Orlando, that Epic Universe this year that we were at for the opening earlier this year, they are bringing in some record numbers as well, which is good news for sure. So I'm just going to say we only got about 45 seconds on this, but you know, you hear us talk about our affinity for loyalty programs. Well, this week, Wyndham made a move, you know, to up the ante. They've debuted a first-of-its-kind travel subscription program, and it's designed to pay for itself in as little as one trip. It's going to cost you $95 a year. Wyndham Reward members can now unlock perks, you know, automatic gold level status, concierge services, the ability to double dip points. You're going to save on hotels, flights, car rentals, cruises, a lot more. And I mean, I'm talking about 15% off international flights, 15% off car transfers or limo services. Rudy just mentioned some of the theme parks. You're going to get exclusive ticket savings at theme parks, including Disney World, 50,000 different concerts at Ticketmaster. But anyway, you have to sign up between now and the end of the year. You'll get 14 months for the price of 12, 7,500 points, bonus points. That's enough for a free night at a Wyndham hotel. When we return from this quick 3-minute sponsors break, airports and aviation take center stage, folks. Don't go anywhere.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
It's Raycon's anniversary, and what a better way to celebrate than with a deal on the Everyday Earbud Classics from buyraycon.com/carry. The Everyday Earbud Classics are loaded with upgrades, active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity, and an ergonomic fit that actually stays put. Plus, over 3 million customers love Raycons, and they come with a 30-day happiness guarantee. Get 20% off at buyraycon.com/carry. That's buyraycon.com/carry, or find that link at rmworldtravel.com and just look under sponsors.
There's a new way to keep your home safe, and it's called Simply Safe
from simplysafe.com/carry. It's completely different from everything you've thought about home security. Typical security systems react once someone is inside your home. Real security stops a crime before it even starts. With SimpliSafe, the moment someone steps onto your property, artificial intelligence security cameras identify the threat and alert professional monitoring agents. Get 50% off your new system at simplysafe.com/carry or visit armworldtravel.com. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
If you're a yo-yo dieter, you should know that that can be dangerous. It can actually increase your risk of health issues, including heart attacks, strokes, type 2 diabetes, and others. Lean Weight Loss is a natural studied supplement that helps maintain a healthy blood sugar, control your appetite and cravings, and burn fat. If you're tired of losing weight and gaining it back, Lean was created for you. Give Lean, L-E-A-N, a try at TakeLean.com. That's TakeLean.com, and you'll get 20% off with the code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y. TakeLean.com. RMWorldTravel.com has a direct link.
Hey, everyone. Robert here to say MyPillow is excited to announce they're having their biggest 3-in-1 sale at MyPillow.com/carry. My slippers are only $39.98. That's any color, any style. My towels are finally back in stock. Get a 6-piece set for also just $39.98. The limited edition premium My Pillows are just $17.98 for queens, $19.98 for kings. And when your order is over $100, you'll get free shipping plus $100 in free digital gifts. Head to MyPillow.com/carry, use code CARRY, or visit RMWorldTravel.com, look under sponsors.
Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
Okay, as we now flip the script and get into the guest portion of the program on this national show, aviation and airports will be the focus for this B-Block and sponsored by Regent Seven Seas Cruises.
Yeah, and as you heard us mention last segment, the response to our 2026 Show Fans Cruise has been wonderful to see. I think all these destinations we're going to are truly bucket list locations, and to have half the crews sell out the first week we announced it is very exciting. This is your opportunity to come travel with us in grand style aboard Regent's all-new Seven Seas Grandeur, October 20th to November 1st, 2026. We're going to begin on the southern Mediterranean island of Malta, then it's on to Sicily, plus another stop on the mainland of southern Italy, and then we're going to travel to Dubrovnik, Kotor, Katakalon, Santorini, and Athens, plus Istanbul and Ephesus are included as well.
Space is limited, folks, and Regent is offering some additional exclusive discounts and shipboard credits. These incentives are above and beyond all the other offers that are out there just for the listeners of our show. So go get all the information today to book your travels with us. This is absolutely going to be a great trip that we'll be doing. And because Regent is the most all-inclusive luxury experience at sea, everything is included in the price, from excursions to specialty restaurants, your laundry, all gratuities, all alcohol, so much more. Atop the homepage of rmworldtravel.com right now, you're going to find a banner ad with the Regent logo. It says, "Join Robert and Mary aboard Seven Seas Grandeur in October 2026. Click on it. It contains all the information you'll need, plus the special toll-free number to call our Regent representatives, Megan or Peyton, to get your suite booked. And if you have any questions, you can always use the Contact Us button right there on the show website, and we'll personally follow up with you.
All right, now we're headed to the show hotline. As show friend and Senior Managing Director of Travel and Hospitality with J.D. Power, Mike Taylor returns to the program today. We're going to talk about their 2025 North America Airport Satisfaction Study. Is your home airport ranked high or low on this list? Let's find out.
Hello, Mike. Glad we could coordinate this. Nice to have you back on air with us today.
Well, glad to be here.
Well, always a good way to start our Saturday mornings, right? So, listen, last week, Drew Wells was here with us for our latest Chief Travel Leader conversation. He's the CCO of Allegiant Air. We appreciate the way that airline continues to grow, kind of marching to the beat of their own drummer rather than following others. An example of a 180 of that, however, is Southwest Airlines these days. They continue somewhat to clone others. You know, they're now implementing the Wilma method for boarding that United is using. They're talking about adding club rooms, refreshing aircraft interiors with extra legroom sections. They've added new high-end seats, larger overhead bins, USB-A, USB-C powered all seats, even redesigning the tray tables with dual drink cutouts. So before we get into your airport satisfaction survey for 2025, any thoughts on Allegiant or Southwest these days that you'd like to share?
Well, Allegiant has been doing very well in the J.D. Power survey. It's kind of in the top third of all the airlines that we rate because they have a great value proposition. You know, they're not as bare bones as some of the other ULCCs, ultra low-cost carriers, and they do a good job with interpersonal relationships. So they've done very solidly for the price point that they're offering. So it's an impressive performance by Allegiant, I can tell you. I don't think they're in danger of winning the study and taking the title away from JetBlue or Delta.
Sure.
But they're certainly competing up there.
Mm-hmm. And Southwest?
And as far as Southwest goes, You know, it's just the pull of money and revenue that we see in today's, you know, how people buy tickets. They're buying a really low base price and they're adding things on top of that. And it shows up in the financial statements as a revenue stream and black ink at the bottom line, which is very hard for a CFO to resist or someone who's taken stock position in your airline. But on the other hand, we've seen this happen over and over again in the 20 some odd years that we've been doing the study of J.D. Power, is that anytime you institute an extraneous fee that you weren't charging before, even though it might have been included in the ticket price, your satisfaction does go down. And we are seeing that actually in the numbers for Southwest so far this study year.
All right, let's dig into this airport study with you, Mike. Overall, you found that North American airports saw gains in passenger satisfaction, mainly due to capital improvements. And since pretty much every airport Robert and I fly through is under construction, I'm sure it's the same for most of our listeners and for you, Mike. This was a little good news here.
Yeah,
so talk about some overall findings.
Well, the overall, as you mentioned, it is the kind of phasing in and out of construction projects across a lot of the bigger airports in our study. You know, it doesn't mean this is by any stretch of the imagination over. Anybody's been to JFK lately, like I have been this week, it is really a mess. And Los Angeles isn't finished. And O'Hare hasn't even started yet. And when that starts, it's not going to be a strawberry festival in Chicago.
Is it ever?
Anyway, but, we've had... No, it never has been, at least not until now. Right. Maybe someday.
Yeah, we have hope.
But some of these projects have come in and out. They finished up, and they're going to start again. It all depends on where that construction is. If it's in line with the passenger flow, and I mean while you're in your car approaching the airport, and then once you get into the terminal buildings themselves, that's the kind of construction that has a big impact on satisfaction. And then what happens after that satisfaction has done, like basically some of the things that we've seen have improved quite a bit, is the food, beverage, and retail selections at airports, which have gone a little bit upscale, have a little bit more local flavor to them. Mm-hmm. And even though they might be a little more expensive, that's what passengers want, and they're willing to pay for it.
Well, that part's true.
Yeah. So let's talk about megas for a minute. So you do megas, large, and medium airports. Right. Megas, Minneapolis-St. Paul, Detroit, Phoenix Sky Harbor, Dallas-Fort Worth, and Las Vegas International are top five in this latest survey, with JFK here in New York and Orlando tied for sixth. Any thoughts or surprises there, or anything to say on the mega category?
Actually, not a surprise, because we track these things. Minneapolis-St. Paul won as well last year. Mm-hmm. They finished, and they call it a mall. That's what they call it.
Yeah.
They finished their mall project, and it has a lot of Minnesota in it, which is what people want to see. DTW is up its food, beverage, and retail game. It's brought a little bit more of some of the Detroit things, like Coney Dogs are now available in the airport. Phoenix Sky Harbor has finished some outside construction. DFW they finished two terminals. Now they're going to start on the third. So they may be bouncing around in the survey. And Las Vegas, it's always been a really high-performing airport, but they've had a lot less passenger volume this year as people have kind of cooled on going to Las Vegas in the droves that they have been. So when you have fewer people in the terminal, satisfaction for those people who are in the terminal.
Well, I can tell you that's not the case in Orlando. The people not going to Vegas may be going to Orlando. We've been down there.
Packed.
And it's
packed.
So.
And one thing I will say.
Orlando itself, you know, just has a problem with the structure of the airport itself. You know, they got that hotel, which is very convenient. It's right in the middle of the airport.
Right.
But it does restrict a lot of things like TSA. And they have a very wildly different kind of passenger volume that goes through there. You've got kids with strollers, and you know it's like Hannibal crossing the Alps if you're traveling with kids.
Well, that part,
Disney World.
Yeah, I agree with that.
That's what really makes the difference in Orlando.
Well, let's talk about some of the large airports. Now, we just talked about the mega airports, and large airports, I'll give folks some examples. We're talking about Tampa, you know, Dulles in Washington, D.C. there, a BWI, Baltimore, Washington, LaGuardia here in New York, which actually, you know, now listen, we're talking about the disaster going on at JFK being here in New York. But LaGuardia is actually a pleasant airport to go through these days. Runway's still short. That's a problem. But anyway, San Diego, Salt Lake City, where we'll be next April with the show. Any surprises here in the rankings? Maybe something that stands out to you, Mike?
Well, the thing that stands out to me is that John Wayne was able to up its game from last year. They do have some improvements they need to make in food, beverage, and retail. They used to be very good in that. But they have some interior construction. Some of the retail establishments have closed and are getting renovated. Tampa is one of the better-run airports in the United States.
Agree with that.
Dallas Love Field also has that mall ceiling, like we talked about with Minneapolis. And Kansas City MCI is a brand-new airport. I mean, it's brand spanking new and sparkling. So none of that is a surprise to me, other than maybe that John Wayne was able to hold on.
All right, give us one, maybe two medium-sized airports that you like the direction they're trending. Maybe you encourage our listeners to patronize a little more.
Well, Ontario down in Southern California has done very well. They've been climbing in the rankings, and they have a lot of things in the hopper right now, but they have done a little bit better in food, beverage, and retail. Buffalo Niagara finished some of their international arrivals section, which was really right in the way of where everybody was trying to get into the airport, building itself, and that's finished, and that's the reason why they bounced back up their former winner from a few years ago. And those are kind of the big ones. Indianapolis is just a star performer. I think they've won our award 7 or 8 or 9 times. I mean, it's, you know, the shelf they put it on is kind of warping because they got so many J.D. Power trophies on it. But they do a great job. Well-designed airport, super easy to access. And they have also upped their food, beverage, and retail by having a little bit more Indianapolis type of food and beverage.
Well, I got to tell you, so Mary and I would
so
just...
So people want their food and beverage at the airports.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Do.
And quality. And beverage. Yeah.
We just got back from Maui a couple weeks ago. And listen, that airport's under construction. They got stuff going, always stuff going on there. I mean, that's crazy. But as Mary's correct, these airports.
I'll be out there in a couple weeks, actually. They're a client of ours. So two very different airports. And yes, when you do something in Maui, it's, you know, you're going to affect everybody because it's such a small airport.
There it is. So when you go Marco's across the way, a great little diner we found. Enjoy that. So go check that out.
Good.
So
I need a recommendation.
A few others we can give you too, but you got to bring your wallet for that. But Mike, listen, appreciate you being part of the broadcast today. These are always engaging conversations. Appreciate that. Folks, jdpower.com is the website for more information. Have a nice weekend, Mike.
Well, thanks, guys.
Take care.
Thank you, Mike. Take care.
Take care. Bye now.
All right, well, there goes Mike. Always enjoy the conversation with him. Good information. Right now, the music tells us we got to step aside for some sponsor messages. In about 20 minutes, it's the latest Destination Spotlight. Today is a preferred travel panel day on the show. That's ahead at the start of hour two. But next, we'll unpack with Expedia.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Have you ever slept under the Saharan stars in Morocco or searched for wildlife on an African savanna? Well, even for the savviest of travelers, some destinations demand expertise. When you go guided with Colette, every tour is expertly planned and expertly led with local guides who speak the language, know the local people and the culture, as well as lesser-known attractions. All you need to do is relax and savor the moments. Visit gocolette.com and find your dream destination. Colette, by travelers for travelers. You can also find that link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. It's Raycon's anniversary, and what a better way to celebrate than with a deal on the Everyday Earbud Classics from buyraycon.com/carry. The Everyday Earbud Classics are loaded with upgrades, active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity, and an ergonomic fit that actually stays put. Plus, over 3 million customers love Raycons, and they come with a 30-day happiness guarantee. Get 20% off at buyraycon.com/carry. That's buyraycon.com/carry, or find that link at rmworldtravel.com and just look under sponsors.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Hey, welcome back to the show. This portion of the program is sponsored by TakeLean.com. There is so much we could say today about diets. We've all seen or heard about these fad diets, the juice cleanses, cabbage soup diet, raw food diets, and more. But did you know that by the time the average person hits 60, they've lost and regained several hundred pounds? And gaining and losing weight over and over can be dangerous. Doctors call it weight cycling. About half of Americans do it. And if you do it enough, you're at risk of diabetes, liver damage, heart attack, and stroke. Weight cycling is when you lose 10 or so pounds, but then you put the pounds back on plus a couple more. That puts tremendous stress, strain, and stress on your organs and can lead to serious health issues. What we want you to know is that most people need help to stop weight cycling, and a good way to make it happen is with non-prescription lean that you can buy now at TakeLean.com. TakeLean was created by a doctor. It's an oral supplement, not a GLP-1 injectable, and the science is impressive. Its ingredients target weight loss in three powerful ways by helping to maintain healthy blood sugar, controlling appetite and cravings, and by burning fat by converting it into energy. Burning fat is what keeps weight off. With the holidays ahead, now is the time to join us and lose meaningful weight at a healthy pace and keep it off. To get you started, you'll receive 20% off just by using the code CARRY at TakeLean.com. That's 20% off with code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y, at TakeLean.com, or you'll find a link at RMWorldTravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, if you're a regular listener of the show, you know there are dozens of ways to travel, and I'm not talking about biking versus hiking or flying versus train. I'm talking about style. Melanie Fish is the Vice President of Global Public Relations with Expedia, and we talked with her this spring about trends her company had noticed when it comes to travel. Expedia owns Vrbo and Hotels.com as well, so they've got a good vantage point for pinpointing evolving trends. And a recent company survey Expedia calls Unpacked 26 turned up a couple of interesting travel categories. Melanie, welcome to the show. Let's start with the subject of salvaged hotels. Can you define that for me, please?
This was a trend that I was living before I even knew it was trendy. Salvaged stays are one of Hotels.com's trends they've spotted for 2026. And it is the increasing number of architectural relics that are being converted into really remarkable retreats. So it's not necessarily new that old spaces are being repurposed into hotels. What's new and what's trendy is how many of them are really preserving the character of what a building used to be and turning it into a lovely hotel.
What did some of these buildings used to be?
Okay, I mean, I have to tell you, the Unpacked 26 report is full of some great examples of former monasteries, train stations. I just went to Toronto and stayed in a former strip club that has been turned into just a really lovely hotel. It's called the Broadview. I was in London and I stayed in a hotel that used to be a magistrate's court and jail where Oscar Wilde was held. When I was in Sydney, I stayed in the former Central train station. And these were all places that I booked without knowing that this was a trend. It's just when I'm looking for a place to stay, it was really appealing to me that these places had history in addition to being really great hotels.
I didn't know Oscar Wilde ever served time in jail, but I guess he did. What about, you have another category that you or Expedia calls farm charm, which reminds me of what Italians call agritourism. Is that a close relative?
I think it would be a good comparison. It's interesting to me that every year, people who book private vacation homes on Vrbo gravitate to a different type of property. It's been tree houses, it's been houseboats. And what the data is showing this year is a desire to stay on or near a farm. And then the third party research we did backed that up. 84% of travelers are interested in staying on or near a farm. They want to go hiking, they want to interact with farm animals, or just pick their fresh fruit. I just picked my first ever apple straight off a tree, and it was exciting.
Sound like a city girl. This sort of falls, I gather this sort of falls under a general description of slow travel, which reminds me of slow food, the slow food movement about 10 years ago. So slow travel is a little more stretching out and relaxing and not hurrying from museum to museum, I gather.
You know, I really think you're right there. It is part of the slow travel movement. We all want a break. It's also interesting to me that it shows up in weekend getaways and shorter stays, which is a shift because I think for generations, people have looked at Vrbo as the place to book their week-long ski trip or their week-long stay at the beach in the summer. And this not only shows that desire for slow travel, but just for shorter getaways to recharge throughout the year.
It sounds lovely. You also have another category, and let me tell anybody who's interested in knowing where these properties are, you can go to Expedia and look up Unpacked 26. Just in the few seconds we have left, Melanie, you say that there are a lot of people who like to hop around different hotels to experience them. Give me two sentences on that. Why?
Yeah. About half of travelers want to book multiple hotels within a single destination. It may be for budget reasons. It may be to explore more of an area, or there are even some people who are gaming their hotel loyalty programs by doing it.
Melanie, we really appreciate your coming on the show. I know you have a great vantage point at Expedia because you guys also own Hotels.com and Vrbo. So we appreciate your keeping us up to date on all the latest trends.
Thank you. I love looking forward to what's happening in travel.
Nice to have you back. Take care. And we'll be right back.
The world of travel never stops. And you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.
We love the Helix Sleep mattresses. If your spine needs extra TLC, then you need a mattress from helixsleep.com/carry. Each Helix mattress is designed for specific sleep positions and comfort. If you've got back pain, night sweats, or other sleep issues, you're going to find relief with a Helix mattress. And Helix lets you try it for 100 nights risk-free. Just take the 2-minute Helix sleep quiz to get matched with the perfect mattress. Head to helixsleep.com/carry to save 20% off site-wide. That's 20% off. You can also visit armworldtravel.com and look under sponsors.
Hi, I'm Cesar Milan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their jaws are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text BALANCE to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code FAST, or text FAST to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code FAST.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text FAST to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
We love the Helix Sleep mattresses. If your spine needs extra TLC, then you need a mattress from helixsleep.com/carry. Each Helix mattress is designed for specific sleep positions and comfort. If you've got back pain, night sweats, or other sleep issues, you're going to find relief with a Helix mattress. And Helix lets you try it for 100 nights risk-free. Just take the 2-minute Helix sleep quiz to get matched with the perfect mattress. Head to helixsleep.com/carry to save 20% off site-wide. That's 20% off. You can also visit armworldtravel.com and look under sponsors.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This portion of the program is sponsored by our friends at MyPillow.com/carry. The special 3-in-1 sale is going on even as you listen today. Check out these items and these prices. My slippers are only $39.98. We're talking any color, any style, any style. Regularly $149.98. As a fan of this show, you'll get them now for $39.98. My towels are finally back in stock, but with the price, it ensures they won't last long. Get a six-piece My Towel set that regularly is $69.98 for just $39.98. And for the first time ever, get their limited edition premium My Pillows made with Giza cotton and a designer gusset with queens just $17.98 and kings only $19.98. With prices like these, it's a good idea and a good time to stock up for the holidays ahead. And their new Rev 7 energy drink that we've been talking about can still be had for 30% off. Powered by Go BHB, it contains no caffeine, no sugar, comes in delicious flavors, and it's even vegan. There are no stimulants either, but you'll still sharpen your focus and be at your best all day long. If these deals aren't enough, when you use code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y, and spend more than $100, you'll get free shipping plus $100 in free digital gifts. So visit MyPillow.com/Carrie, use promo code Carrie for all the show savings I've mentioned, or find a direct link at armworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, you know, we couldn't let this hour end without mentioning Halloween, and I've got just the guest for you. Lance Zal. Lance, do you pronounce it Zal or Zal?
Zal.
Zal, excuse me. Lance Zal is the president of U.S. Ghost Adventures. It offers haunted historic walking tours and haunted pub crawls in, listen to this, 250 cities in the U.S. We're going to talk about a couple of those better-known sites in a moment. But, Lance, let me just start off just a quick answer. What got you interested in haunted houses?
Well, it wasn't really haunted houses. It started by accident. I created an app that turned your phone into a tour guide, and I thought the best use for that was for ghost tours, so you could do the tour whenever you want at your convenience. And then I got into physical ghost tours, long story. And it was really the history of the stories. I realized that the city where I went to college, and I was a grad student at the time, had a lot of stories that kind of didn't make sense to me. And so I did some of my own research. And what I discovered about, and that was the College of William & Mary in Williamsburg, Virginia. And what I discovered about a place that I had been going to school for years and living in had so many stories that were kind of hidden and untold. And so what we do as a company is we try to kind of tell some of the stories of history that are somewhat untold and also well-known in an entertaining manner and hopefully scare people at the same time. So it's a combination of interesting history, great way to learn about your city, American history, and the people involved.
Certainly one of the most famous is the Lizzie Borden House in Falls River, Massachusetts. And I think a lot of people know about that. So let me, if we have time, we'll come back to it. But is it Villisca Axe Murders House? Where is that?
Yes, that's in Villisca, Iowa. And that's based on the 1912 unsolved, very, very sad and tragic story of eight individuals, six of whom were children. And it is an unsolved murder.
Oh, my goodness. And the Brick House Inn?
Yes, that is a historic property in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. Abraham Lincoln walked by the house on his way to deliver the Gettysburg Address in November of 1863, and the civilians sheltered in the basement. We erected two historic sign markers in front of the house. One is a colorized historic photo, and the other one is a statement from one of the individuals who sheltered in the basement. So it's great that visitors can come and read what somebody in 1863 during the Battle of Gettysburg was experiencing and then visually see and learn that information on the street as they walk by. Before, there was nothing there. So we really try to really honor history and really help bring awareness to it.
So something terrible doesn't have to happen in a house to make it haunted then, right?
No, what makes this place haunted is absolutely speculative, but I will say that there are a lot of places throughout the country that are called haunted, but they have actually no history behind them. They have nothing kind of supporting that. And the way we approach our ghost stories is we start with the foundation of history, and then we talk about the things that happened to the people involved. And then we share the ghost stories, most of the time things that people have actually shared or witnessed, to sort of make sense of it all.
And some of these houses, we've only got 30 seconds left, Lance, but some of these houses, you are like B&Bs. You can stay in some of these haunted houses, correct, including the Lizzie Borden House?
Yes, sir. You can stay at the Lizzie Borden House. You can stay at Brick House Inn, which is two properties, the Jenny Wade Birthplace as well in Gettysburg, and the Villisca Axe Murder House. They're all different. They all have their own unique amenities and aspects of history to them, and we hope people will come out and learn about these stories so that ultimately the victims of these are not forgotten. The Lizzie Borden House, for example, the first crime scene photos taken in the United States, but it's more than a murder. People see it as a haunted house, but it's also about the story of Gilded Age in America, the justice system, so much more, so many other aspects to it.
Lance Zal is the president of U.S. Ghost Adventures. You can find more information on all these houses, 250 haunted sites that he has put together for you with guides at usghostadventures.com. Thanks. Nice having you with us, Lance. Happy Halloween, and we'll be right back.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
In less than 15 minutes, we begin hour two, and we'll be talking America's 250th birthday, folks, as the Preferred Travel Panel has four guests joining us today. But right now, as Mary and I move into the E block with all of you, it's time for the Destination Spotlight on Kentucky, and we're sponsored by GoColette.com/United States.
And Robert just mentioned it. Indeed, America is turning 250, everyone, so let's go. Whether your interests include Main Streets, monuments, music cities, or mountains, America is not something just to remember. It is something to get out and go experience.
You know, our friends at Colette, they've been guiding travelers across America for over a century now. They know what they're doing, folks. They offer tours in varieties to suit every type of traveler. Go celebrate the landscapes, the locals, the legends that make our nation great and travel unforgettable. As Mary just said, let's go, right? Go visit GoColette.com/United States for more information and show specials. You'll also find a link at RMWorldTravel.com. Look under sponsors.
It's time to spotlight America's 15th state, admitted to the Union in 1792, as the CEO of Kentucky's Travel Industry Association, Hank Phillips, joins us now.
Welcome to America's number one travel radio show, Hank.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Greetings from Kentucky.
Well, thank you very much. We love hearing the greetings. You know, listen, Kentucky is a K state, right? Clearly the way it begins with the letter K, but I could easily use a bunch of B-lettered words to describe it. I'm thinking bourbon, betting on horses, baseball, bluegrass, basketball with your universities. I mean, I'll stop there. We could go on. But my point, Hank, Kentucky is such a great state for visitors, something you well know leading the Travel Industry Association there. So share some highlights that you most connect with.
There are so many. And the fact that that word many is one of the hallmarks of the state, and it's what visitors tell us. There are so many different things to do and to experience here. But one thing that is kind of overarching and that we are struck by in the feedback from our friends who come to visit is the beauty of the state. From the lush mountains in the east, the beautiful rolling hills of horse country in the central part of the state, beautiful lakes in the west and throughout the state, the beauty and the people. The folks who live here, we are warm, hospitable, innately so, and authentic.
Well,
and
it's another big
part of feedback we get from folks who come to visit.
Hank, Lexington is known as the horse capital of the world, and Robert and I have talked about bringing the show to Louisville for the Kentucky Derby held at Churchill Downs. We've actually covered the Derby on the show several times, but talk with us about how significant horse training and horse racing is overall to Kentucky tourism.
Well, it's huge. It's a signature industry for the state, and it's a signature element in Kentucky tourism. There, of course, is the iconic Derby high on everyone's bucket list. But beyond that, there are other racing venues and other horse venues for folks to experience. I live in Lexington, so one of my favorites is the Keeneland Race Course, which I believe and many people believe is the most beautiful race course in the country. So there's that aspect, the racing aspect, but you can also tour the beautiful, iconic horse farms in horse country.
Yeah.
There is also a location called the Kentucky Horse Park, a 12,000-acre working farm where you can experience every single breed of horse, equestrian event, and many other aspects of the horse.
Well, it's a big part of the state, there's no question. But something else, you know, we see more and more states developing trails for tourism, but the Kentucky Bourbon Trail, I mean, let's be honest, this is something that many travelers are eager to experience. I know Mary and I have had conversations with folks, not just here in the U.S., but internationally when we travel, who talk about it. Last time I checked, there were about 60 destinations or so on the Kentucky Bourbon Trail. They're spread across the state, a mix of large or small distilleries. I happen to be a fan of Four Roses. Certainly a true favorite is Blanton's. This is big business for the state as well, isn't it, Hank?
Huge business. And from the tourism standpoint, the Kentucky Bourbon Trail and all things bourbon are now completely comparable with places like California Wine Country and the distillery tours and experiences you can have in Scotland. It is huge. And it's not just the distilleries, although those are wonderful experiences, but there's a cultural and a historical element to bourbon that permeates our large cities and our small communities, and a wonderful array of restaurants that have sprung up, just like in those other locations that I mentioned. It's a permeating experience great memory folks can have by experience.
Yeah, there's no question about that. And listen, you also are a great university state, University of Kentucky, University of Louisville. You got Morehead State. I mean,
Western
so much.
Kentucky, there's no. Yeah.
But last question from us. We got about maybe about 40 seconds on this. So, you know, next hour we're going to get into, in greater detail, America's 250 birthday that's happening in 2026. Any events or anything you want to talk about why folks should maybe consider Kentucky to come celebrate America's 250?
Sure, and let me just focus on the history that you'll find here that goes throughout the history of our country. The fact that you can visit the birthplace of Abraham Lincoln,
right,
in Hodgenville, one of the oldest and largest national parks, Mammoth Cave National Park.
Yeah, great.
Kentucky, I'll finish with this. Kentucky was a major location in the westward expansion of Catholicism and other Protestant faiths. And so there are faith-based experiences you can have here that have historical significance.
Well, Hank, listen, I want to give the website. KentuckyTourism.com is where folks can go for more information. Unfortunately, we're out of time for today, but very nice talking to you. Have a great weekend, and thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you
so much. Safe travels.
Thank you. Thanks. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, folks. Well, America's 15th state is where we'll wrap hour one today. When we return after this top of the hour break, the preferred travel panel is coming your way. We also have the latest Discover America planned as well ahead in hour two. Don't forget, you can catch the show live or anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.